We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, and we're starting the last line of Daf Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. We learned in the Mishnah that if someone rents a second floor and they say in the contract when they make up, he says, I'm renting you this aliyah, the second floor that's on top of the bayis. So the halacha is that the bayis is meshuvah to the aliyah, and if the aliyah loses its floor, the second floor loses its floor, he moves downstairs. So the Gemara has a few shilas about that. Boyer Rav Abba, last words of Kuf Tazayin on Beis. Boyer Rav Abba Mamel, Kishudar Levada Hudar, Kidmikara. Oh, Idum Ashtayim Dar. That means the halacha is he can move downstairs. Does he move downstairs together with the Baal Bayis? Or he tells the Baal Bayis, Herzachayin, I was living myself on the second floor, so I'm going to live myself on this floor as well, and you have to go find a different place to live. Or maybe you live together. Why would we decide to live together? I didn't have in mind that I'm going to leave. That much I didn't have in mind. I said my house was Shubat Aliyah, but that I'm going to leave this place, that I'm not being Mashab myself. And if you say on the Tzad, they both live there, then how does the second floor guy get into the house? Does he go through the front door? Or he goes upstairs and comes back down. That's what you have to do. Me and Rino and Kidmi Kara, Mami Kara, Derek Gagi, and Hashem Derek Gagi. Do you say, just like Tonight he always went through the roof, now also he goes through the roof? Or maybe you could say, Aliyah Kabila Eloi, Aliyah Rila Kabila Eloi, that I was only Kabil to go up one flight of stairs, to go up and back down, that I've never Kabil on. Now, if you realize, this shaila is dafka im tim tzoloi mashneim darimba. This shaila is dafka on the tzad that they both live, they're both going to live in the downstairs. So then we're saying, maybe he has to go upstairs. But that's pashut from in the Gemara, that if the halacha was that he kicks the Baal Bayis out, he has whole floor, so it's pashut he goes to the front door. What will be the chasaran to anyone who goes to the front door? It's time to meet the stone, make him go upstairs and back down. So therefore, the shaila is only to both sharing together. Could you make him use his door to get in? And if Tim decided that he could say that I was never capable to go up and down, so therefore I want to come through the front door. What about Shtei Eloi Zugavizu? You have two Aliyah Zugavizu, two floors, one on top of each other. Mahu. If Chis Al Yoino, and then what happened was, there was two floors on top. He rented him the top floor. So if Chis Al Yoino, so then it's Poshet, Nochus Bedar B'tachtoina. He goes and he now lives in the second floor. That's Poshet. If Chis, you know, Tzad, he goes to the ground floor because he first was on the third floor. That was what he rented. Now the second floor is open. The third floor got ruined. He moves to the second floor. That's Poshet. He doesn't move into the basement, into the bottom floor, into the ground floor, so which is the Baal Bayis' floor. So, but Mao, if Chis Al Yoino, that's Poshet, Nochus Dar B'tachtoina. But if Chis Tachtoina, if the middle floor, which is the one he rented, is the one that got ruined, so now the shaila is, does he tell the Baal Bayis, you know, Herzachayin, I'm coming down to your floor now, or you tell him, no, I'll give you the third floor. Mahu lemislak bel yoyna. What's the halacha? Do you tell him to go to the upstairs? Mir mir in the amalei, shame aliyah kabilas halach. Do you tell him, look, you makabal aliyah, so now you're going up to the third floor. But or you say, no, I was only capable to go one flight of stairs, but two flight of stairs already not that much, not. So I'm coming back, I'm coming down, teiku. All these shailas blive with a teiku, and the Rosh Hashanah speak out, the first two shailas, since it's the intim to loymar, so we'll pass like that. So it comes out, the first two shailas were intim to shteim darim bo, so that's how you pass. You pass that in the regular classic case where the Ali gets ruined, he moves downstairs together with the Baal Bayis. The Baal Bayis does not have to leave the house. That's what he passed him. And we have a next shaila. The halacha is, he goes, even when he's living together with the guy on the bottom, he goes in through the front door. He doesn't have to go up and back down because he never was makabel to go up and back down. So therefore, that will pass him. The third shaila is, we don't have a psak. What's the halacha in a case where he rented the middle floor and it got ruined? Do you make him go upstairs or could he tell the Baal Bayis, I'm moving in with you? And that's a teiku. So the Gemara Vayta. It's in our Mishnah. Rav Yosi Oimer, Hatachnes Natikra, Velinus Maziva. And we spoke out, Rashi on the Mishnah says that the Mishnah is talking about a Seicher and a Masker. That who has to pay for the Maziva? The Maziva is, the Atikra is, we'll see in a second, is the floorboards and the beams. It's basically the floor. The maziva is what seals the floor. Like in today's age, that would be like tiles, carpet, and so on and so forth. So who pays for that? So there's a machlokes over here. And Tanakama says that the maskir, which is the guy who owns the house, pays for everything. Rav says no, that the elyon has to give the maziva. And as we go along, we'll see pshat on that. We'll take a while. But first, I'm going to say, what is exactly the tikra? What's the tikra exactly? My tikra. Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina Omar, kinim visanoim. The tikra is the kinim visanoim. Kinim is like sticks, which is really beams. And sanoim is from Lashon sneh. It's these vines they use to make like a machzelas. The floor was made out of beams, and then like the floor boards were made out of some kind of lattice work that went on top of those beams. And then on top of that, you sealed it with maziva. V'stini Omer Rav Shimon Lakish, stini Rashi says, Hashem Chacham, Tamidish Rav Shlakish, which already the Mefarshim bother, what's Satini? Satini Lashon Satan, who calls his child Satan? So if you look at the Yavitz in the back, his name was Ustini. That was his name. The Vav is part of his name. That's the Yavitz says in the back. So Ustini Omer Rav Shimon Lakish. And the article brings down also that in Yishalmi, there's a Meir, his name is Yustina. And they say it must be the same thing. It's Yustina, it comes from this name. Vestini Amr Rav Shimon Lakish, Levachim, that you know what, the Kinim Sinam is like poles, and Sineh is like thorns. It's a different type of material. And Rav Shlakish says with Levachim. Levachim are boards. Are boards of wood. So that's what he calls Tikra. But like, please, they're not arguing. Marki Asri. It depends where you lived. It depends which city. You know, it depends how the houses were built. According to Shlokas, it was built with Levachim, his place. And basically his place, they built with Kinim V'Sanam, but it means the same thing. It means a Tikra. Something more about Hanu B'nei Trey, Tavadairis, Chari Loi V'Chata T'Sai. There's these two people, and Rashi learns that this case is going on a case of actually Shutvim, not a Seicher Maskir. He says there were two people, one lived upstairs, one lived downstairs, they were shutvim. Ifchis maziva, the maziva, which is the floor, which seals the floor, that got ruined, and they started having a leak. You know, if you have the boards and the beams, water still gets through that. You have to have the tiles or the cement to start to seal that no water goes through. And what happened was, the upstairs got a little leak, and every time he washed his hands, so every time they knew exactly when he ate breakfast and supper, it started dripping down onto the guys in the bottom. So the shaila was, who should pay for fixing this up? So the machlekes, Rav Chiya ba'aba amar ha'el yoyim masakin. It's the upstairs guy's mechuyev. He's the one being mazik. He's the mazik. He has to fix this up. Rav Eloy mishu Rav Chiya ba'yoyisi amar, which is now, the first was Rav Chiya ba'aba, second was Rav Chiya ba'yoyisi, amar ha'tachte masakin, downstairs, if he has a problem with getting hurt, fix it up. Now, how do you remember which Rav Chiya is what? V'simonech v'yosef hurad mitraima. The second one's Yosef, and he's hurad. He holds the tachton. He holds the bottom guy. And it's a simon to remember which one's which. So you know what Rav Chiya or Yosef one says that the tachton is sakin. So what's the machlekes? So right now, the one understood that the machlekes in our Mishnah, if the tachton pays for the maziva or the upstairs pays for the maziva, machlekes on a camera of Yosef, you know what the machlekes is? Who has to be marchik? Does the nizik have to be marchik, fix it up, or the mazik has to take care of it? That was a shaila. Tanakama says that the maskir takes it because all the nizik laharkas asmai. And Rabbi Yisrael holds that the upstairs guy got to take care of it is all mazik. That's what we thought the pshat in our Mishnah is. So leim Rabbi Chiya ba'aba Rabbi Loi v'plukt the Rabbi Yisrael ba'aban kavavki. Maybe Rabbi Chiya ba'aba and Rabbi Loi b'shem Rabbi Chiya b'Yosef are arguing with Lachlokes or Rav Yosi and the Rabbanan Kamifagi. The man do amel yoyim masakin. The one who says the upstairs has to fix the floor. Kesav ala mazik laharkas asmai. The one who's being mazik, he's the one damaging all the people. He has to take care of this. Laharkas asmai nizik. The man do amel tachta masakin. Kesav ala nizik laharkas asmai. The one who's in the bottom holds the nizik has to mark himself mina mazik. That's the Lachlokes. Now we thought the Lachlokes is the Mishnah. We're saying that's the Lachlokes over here in the story here with the Hanibay Trey. Break them up with Tizbro. Rav Yosi Rabbanan is Zikin Pliki? Do you think Rav Yosi Rabbanan are arguing in a Zikin or our Mishnah? If that's true, there's a problem, there's a stira. Because it comes out, if you learn our Mishnah that way, it comes out, what does Rav Yosi hold? Rav Yosi hold that the Mazik has to be Marchik. Because it says the Tachtoin pays for Tikra and the Elyon pays for Maziva. So Rav Yosi would hold the Mazik has to be Marchik. If that's not in our Mishnah, we have a stira. Because Va'ibcha Shamilu, we find that Rabbi Yosi holds Nizik and not the Mazik as the Marchik. Va'ibcha Shamilu, the time, look at the Mishnah, Mesechta Bar Basra. Marchikin es ha'ilon min ha'bar estim v'chomesh amas. You have to, when you plant a tree and someone has a bar, so you have to make the tree 25 amas away from the bar because the roots could go ruin the bar and ruin the walls of the bar or the floor of the bar, and that's going to make his whole bar collapse. So there you have to mark the Elon 25 amas from the bar. Uvachar v'shikma, if you're putting up a sycamore tree or a box of tree, those are huge trees, chamishma, you got to move 50 amas away. Beimil mail beimil atzah. This is sai if it's even in the even place, the bar and the Elon, or if the bar is higher than the Elon, it's higher in the ground than the Elon. If you go 50 amas away, the ground goes up and it's higher. It's also a problem because the roots go and they'll ruin the bottom of the bar and the whole bar will collapse. That's halacha. So imin bar kaiden. So if the bar is first and then the guy puts up the tree, imin bar kaiden. So cut v'sadam. You make him cut it because he's the mazik. He has to cut it and you pay him for it. Imilan kaiden lo yakut. Suffolk. If it's a suffolk that comes out, cut them lo yakut. Don't cut it. Rabbi Yosi says you never have to cut the tree down. Rabbi Yosi says, if the bar is first, lilan lo yikot. Why? I'm allowed to do whatever I want on my own property. So what do you see? What's the biyamach like? Tanakama holds the mazik has to be marchik. The Rabbi Yosi holds the nizik. You have a problem with your bar, move your bar. I'm Rabbi Yosi sovel al nizik laharchas atzmai. So if Shana Mishnah was that Rabbi Yosi holds al mazik laharchas atzmai, that's what the Elyon has to do in the maziva. It's a stira to Rabbi Yosi's. So it comes out, we're saying our Mishnah has to be a different machlokes. So now the machlokes by those two people who were living there, when he washed his hands, he was mazik someone. It's taka totally machlokes based on your button, but the opposite way. They're arguing in the machlokes based on your button there. That the man the Amos says, Reb Chiya ba Abba, who says, Elyon misakin, because he holds the mazik as the machlok. That's like the Rabbana. And the Mandi Omar, who holds Rabbi Chir, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Loeb, Shem, Rabbi Yosef, holds a Tachta Mesakin, that's like Rabbi Yosef. It's the opposite way. What's our Mishnah Mechleikis? Rabbi Yosef, I run the Hacha of my Pligi, hold it Mechleikis. Like Rashi spoke out, our Mishnah is a Seicher and a Masker, talking about a renter. And the question is that for sure the owner has to supply a good, solid house. But anything extra is a din on the seicher. So here, the shaila is bechozik tikkur kumifugi. Rabbanon savri maziva chzuke tikkurhu. Vachzuke tikkur al tachna mele chzuke. Rabbanon hold that strengthening the tikra, putting in maziva, is strengthening the tikra. Because Rashi explains there wasn't a problem with water dafka over here. That wasn't the dafka. Maybe water was going in, but it wasn't the issue. The issue was the opposite guy was saying that when I walk on the boards, I feel like I'm going to fall in. So the Rabbanon hold, okay, you're right. A cement floor or a tile floor, let's say, that's a chzuke tikra, and that is the responsibility of the owner of the masker. Rabbi Yosi saw a maziva shui gumesu, and just to smoothen the floor. That's a din on the elyon, because any tikkun yeser is a din on the upstairs guy. You want to make your fancy carpet, your fancy painting, you do it yourself. So that's the machlokes in our Mishnah. No, you do mazik and nizik lahachas asma. Machlokes is who is mechuyev to strengthen and to put the flooring in. Is that called strengthening the floor, or is that called extra tikkun? Frightly, Marakasha, Andy, this is done back kasha on the case where the guy was washing his hands and being mazik to downstairs. So he said that according to Rabbi Yosi, and that's also the sheet of Rabbi Yosi, that who has to take care of it? The bottom guy. Even though the opposite guy is being mazikim, the bottom guy has to take care of it. Break the bar, is that true? Even Rabbi Yosi holds a nizik laharchas asmai. Rabbi Yosi is my the giri delay when it's direct damage from the guy pouring water on your head. So Rabbi Yosi is my the giri delay. Zakta Gemara. So what's shot over here that Rabbi Yosi was saying that the guy in the bottom has to take care of it? Rabbi Yosi, even Rabbi Yosi Moida, that if you're pouring direct damage to him, then you have to take care of it. A tree is not direct damage. You plant a tree, and one day the roots will ruin it. That's not good. Here you're washing hands and landing on the guy's head. So the word, no, the Paschim might have done nothing. It didn't go straight on his head. What happened was, every time he washed his hands, it like sat there a little bit and it went down the floor and it found a hole and landed on his head. So it wasn't Giri delay, and that's why it's calling Machlekes of Al Mazik Laharchet Atzmai or Al Nizik Laharchet Atzmai.